Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Impact, influence, and awesomeness. According to Tom Morello, these are the reasons Kiss earned their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. In his lively and impassioned speech, Tom proves that he is perhaps rock and roll's greatest orator, delivering one of the most memorable Hall of Fame induction speeches of all time. With heavy emotion and impeccable precision, he delivers a bombastic tribute perfect for the band he calls the Fearsome Foursome. As a lifelong fan, Tom speaks for the misunderstood Kiss fans out there, eloquently making the case for his favorite band getting their long overdue induction. As the four original members of Kiss graciously accept their awards, Paul Stanley concludes with a moving speech about the spirit of rock and roll, emphasizing how it's the fans who make it all possible.
Good evening. I'm Tom Morello. They are four of the most recognizable faces on the planet and one of the most iconic and badass bands of all time. Tonight is the night that Kiss enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Growing up, Kiss was my favorite band. And it was not always easy being a Kiss fan. Just as Kiss were relentlessly persecuted by critics, their fans were relentlessly persecuted by the self-appointed arbiters of taste in middle schools and high schools across America. Arguments and even fistfights were not uncommon. I recall as a 15-year-old telling one bully, "You can kiss my Kiss-loving ass," because Kiss was never a critic's band, Kiss was a people's band. And so, I waited in a long line on a bitter cold Chicago morning to buy a ticket for my first concert, a Kiss concert. I was especially thrilled because imprinted on the ticket were words that hinted that it was going to be a special event. The ticket said, "A partial view of Kiss." I was certain this meant the band were going to reveal some new secret corner of their artistic souls. In reality, it meant that my seat was behind a pole. Still, that concert was the most exciting, cathartic, loudest, and most thrilling 2 hours of live music I've seen to this day. And while there is often debate about who should and shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think the criteria are actually quite simple. Impact, influence, and awesomeness. And Kiss have all three in spades. Impact. Kiss have sold over 100 million albums worldwide. They have 28 gold albums in the United States alone. That's more than any other American rock band in history. Their theatrics were indisputably groundbreaking, but it was Kiss's music that had an impact on me. All four guys wrote great songs. All four guys were great lead singers. They practically invented the live album with Kiss Alive. Then came Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, Alive 2, Dynasty, all exploding with killer riffs, anthemic choruses, and screaming solos that for 40 years have been filling arenas and stadiums around the world. Influence, simply put, Kiss is the band that made me and millions of others love rock and roll. What Elvis and the... That's... And apparently a few people in the room tonight. What Elvis and the Beatles were to previous generations, Kiss were to us. They propelled millions of young people to pick up instruments. Their influence is everywhere, from Metallica to Lady Gaga. Kiss have inspired thousands of artists of diverse genres, some of whom may be on a Hall of Fame trajectory themselves. They've been a formative influence on members of Tool, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Slipknot, Garth Brooks, Pantera, Foo Fighters, Motley Crue, Lenny Kravitz, White Zombie, Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, and Rage Against the Machine, to name just a few. Okay, impact, check. Influence, check. And the final criteria? Awesomeness. There's a simple test for that. What if you had never seen or heard Kiss before? What if you had never heard a note of their music, never viewed a YouTube clip, never seen a reality show featuring any of the members? And what if you wandered into a divey club in your hometown and saw Kiss in all their glory thrashing the place to the ground? One guy belching fire and spraying blood past his gargantuan tongue, a drum riser bursting through the roof, a guitar player so incredible his axe billowed smoke and shot rockets, a frontman flying back and forth across the joint like a superhero Tarzan, all of them in frightening horror movie, comic book superstar, sexifying kabuki makeup, all of them in black and silver warrior bondage gear and 7-inch platform heels, the place blowing up with explosions, screeching with sirens, raining confetti, all to the pounding soundtrack of bare-knuckle, badass, heavy-duty, liberating rock and roll. What would you say if you saw that? You'd say, that band's fucking awesome and deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what you'd say. Eric Carr, Vinnie Vincent, Mark St. John, Bruce Kulick, Eric Singer, and Tommy Thayer have all been important in extending and expanding Kiss's impressive legacy, and they deserve a round of applause. But tonight, we honor the fearsome foursome. The four original founding members of Kiss. The demon, Gene Simmons. He's the god of thunder. He's Dr. Love. He's Beatles-like bass on the bottom and a bat lizard Bela Lugosi on the top. The star child, Paul Stanley. The heartthrob ringmaster of Kiss's Psycho Circus. His vision, talent, and dedication over four decades have made Kiss the band it is today. The spaceman, Ace Frehley. My first guitar hero. He designed the band's iconic logo and blazed unforgettable, timeless licks across their greatest records. And the cat, Peter Criss. Jungle rhythms, jazz fills, and the writer and singer of the band's biggest hit, the world's first power ballad, Beth. But tonight, we also honor the fifth member of the band, without whom this night could never have happened. Tonight, we honor the Kiss Army. Generations of fiercely loyal fans who are celebrating this long overdue induction all over the planet tonight. Tonight proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that the high school bullies and the critics were mistaken. We Kiss fans were right, so let's celebrate. I misspoke earlier when I said that tonight Kiss enters the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's almost right, because tonight, it's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tonight, it's the Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day Hall of Fame. And so, without further ado, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, you wanted the best and you got the best. The hottest band in the world, Kiss!
After the break, we'll hear from Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
Let me hear ya!
Tom Morello, I know. Shh. Tom Morello, We are humbled, all of us who stand up on this stage and do what we love doing. This is a profound moment for all of us. We are humbled that the fans ever gave us the chance to do what we love doing. And so I'm here just to say a few kind words about the four knuckleheads 40 years ago who got together and decided to put together the band we never saw on stage. Critics be damned. To Ace Frehley. Whose iconic guitar playing has been imitated but never equaled by generations of guitar players around the world. To Peter Criss, whose drumming and singing, well, there's not a guy up who beats the sticks who sounds just like Peter. Nobody's got that swing and that style. Something happened 40 years ago. I met the partner and the brother I never knew I had, Paul Stanley. You couldn't ask for somebody. You couldn't ask for somebody more awesome to be on the same team. I am humbled. I was going to say a few kind words about Eric Carr, rest in peace. Mark St. John, rest in peace. Vinnie Vincent, the great Bruce Kulick. And of course, here we are 40 years later with the great Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer. We continue on. However, nothing, and I do too. We wouldn't be here today without the original Fantastic Four. God bless you all. May I introduce the powerful and attractive Peter Criss.
It's very heavy. I want to say it's great to be home in Brooklyn. This is my home. So I have to add that. I'd like to thank the Hall of Fame for this honor. I never thought this could happen in my life. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody that had something to do with my career and the band's career. In the 50 years I've been doing it, in the 40 years we've been doing it, Jesus, from the Grips to the truck drivers to the great producers to the great managers to the great people that just were all there for us through all the years of the hard times and good times. God bless you and thank you so much. There's so many names, I'd be here all night. I want to definitely thank our first manager, Bill Acoin, who we would not be here if not for Bill, and Sean Delaney, the great Joyce Bogart, and the great Neil Bogart, who with Casablanca Records, those were the great days, and I thank them all. I'd like to congratulate the band, of course, Mr. Stanley, Mr. Simmons, and one and only Spaceman Ace Frehley. I'd like to also congratulate the other inductees, how legendary they are. I'm a big fan of all of them. I recently seen Daryl Hall's show, and I fell in love with the show, man. So I'd like to also say I am now 7 years male breast cancer free. And thank you. And I'm very proud of that. I have organizations here, my Beauty Ball Girls and my Cancer Support Center, and my doctor, Alex Switzel, who saved my life from Presbyterian. Thank you so much. I would not be here. I'd like to thank my family, my sister Donna, who I know is out there, all my friends who have come, and God, there's so many of them, I'd be here all night again for you. I'd like to thank my lovely wife, Gigi, who makes my life really, really good and a lot easier. And let me tell you, walking through life with her is a blessing. I love you, babe. I love you to death. I'm pretty much down. My idol was Gene Krupa. It's why I wanted to play drums. I got my first lesson from my best friend, Jerry Nolan, of the New York Dolls. And boy, was that just started it all off. I want to say that in or out of makeup, I'll always be the Catman. So it really doesn't matter. I want to also say You got to forgive to live. It's really important. And remember, early detection will save your life. And God bless each and every one of you. I will remember this for the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
I have a speech here, but these aren't prescriptions, so I can't read. It's so great to be here with all these other celebrities and great musicians, you know. And okay. I want to thank Paul, Gene, and Peter. Thank you so much, Tom, for that beautiful introduction. I want to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for inducting us. Thank you very much. And here I am. You know, when I was 13 years old and I picked up my first guitar, I always sensed that I was going to be in for something big. And little did I know, a few years later, there it was. I experienced the summer of love. Okay. All right. That was before I met these clowns. And several years later, we got together, and you know the story. It's all history. A few quick names: Bill O'Coyne, Joyce Beiwitz, who used to manage us in conjunction with Bill, and ended up marrying Neil Bogart. We wouldn't be here without Neil Bogart and Casablanca Records. Everyone at Casablanca Records. Everyone at ATI, Jeff and Wally, people at the press office. Can I read it? Maybe I can. Carol and Al Ross, Carol Kay, just to name a few. If I named everybody that helped us through our career, I'd be here for another half an hour. So it's great to be here. I wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, I've been sober now 7.5 years. Thank God. And we still need to educate the people in this country about sobriety, because some people think that it has to do with willpower. But, you know, unfortunately, most addicts are born that way. And people need to be educated about that, you know. My sponsor had a good saying, you know, to try to explain what it's like to be an addict. You know, when people say, use willpower, he'd say, try using willpower when you have diarrhea, you know. So only by the grace of God I'm here. I want to thank my first wife, Jeanette, my daughter, my current fiance, Rachel Gordon. Life's been good to me. You know, hopefully I got another 10 or 20 years to go. Thank you very much.
I can make this short and sweet, because everybody said everything and been much funnier than I'll ever be. So I got to thank Tom, who's championed us shamelessly and unapologetically. It took a lot of balls, and God bless you. For us, this is a special night, but it's really a special night for our fans. This is vindication. We couldn't have done this without you. Peter, Ace, Gene, we are the original foursome. We couldn't have done this had we not started it together. Everything we've done is built on the past. We've got a great, great legacy. We've got Bruce here, we've got Tommy, we've got Eric. When I first started listening to music, I was lucky. I saw a lot of people I loved. When I was a kid, I saw Solomon Burke. I saw Otis Redding. I got to see the Yardbirds. I got to see Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Sly and the Family Stone. The list goes on and on. What I loved about all these musicians is that they had the spirit of rock and roll. I believe that the spirit of rock and roll means You follow your own path regardless of critics and regardless of your peers. I think we've done that for 40 years. Here we are tonight, basically inducted for the same things that we were kept out for. The people, I believe, are speaking to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and what they're saying is they want more, they deserve more. They want to be a part of the induction, they want to be a part of the nomination. They don't want to be spoon-fed by a handful of people. Choices. The people pay for tickets. The people buy albums. The people who nominate do not. Let's not forget that these are the people who make it all possible. We just benefit from it. So I look out here and I see all these people. I see faces that over the years inspired me, people that made me what I am. So I'm here tonight because of the people who inspired me, and I'm also here because of the people I inspired. So God bless you all. It's a wonderful night.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoine. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.